The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour of the program, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And before we move on to other topics, I'm going to go to the phones. I've got Frank in Columbus. But after I'm finished talking with Frank, I have some audio that should at least send chills down your spine. No, I'm serious. I am absolutely serious. This audio should send chills down your spine. I'll have it in just a few minutes. But first, Frank has called here in Columbus. Hey, Frank, you're on Bob Burney Live. Thank you and welcome.
Good afternoon, Bob. Happy Monday. I'm assuming those chills down your spine aren't chills of joy that you're going to tell us about.
No. They are not chills of joy at all.
I didn't think so. I can't wait to hear it myself. You know what? Every day I just shake my head. It's amazing. But I know you want to move on. I just wanted to comment on the library situation with the drag queen. And, you know, people calling and standing up and letting their voices be heard is a wonderful thing. I think it's something that we have to do more of.
Absolutely.
We're letting 1% of the population of this country tell us what we will do. And I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You can do whatever you want as long as you don't interfere with me. But, you know, Bob, I'm going to say it, and it's like the Emperor's New Clothes. Everybody's afraid to say it. I'm sorry, that's not normal. It's not normal, and you know what? People have to start saying this stuff is not normal, and we're not going to tolerate it. If you want to do whatever it is you want to do, go somewhere else and do it. But I don't think the government facilities like a library or anything else should be offering that. And yes, it's time that we all see that the emperor has no clothes and we speak up and speak our voice and let it be heard to open other eyes so they will see it and continue raising their voices as well. Because if we don't, we're certainly in for a world of hurt already, but it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, that's very true, Frank. And hang on, because I had this story way, way down in my stack. I was going to get to it much later. But since you brought it up, you talked about libraries and other organizations bending over backwards for 2-3% of the population. You know, Joe Biden was in Columbus over the weekend. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. He was at OSU.
Yeah, he was at the Human Rights Campaign's annual Ohio Gala on the first day of Pride Month. This was Saturday. The Human Rights Campaign is a far-left radical homosexual organization, LGBTQ, and they are radical. I mean, they are really, really far left. Joe Biden was the keynote speaker Saturday night. Here is the headline from Channel 10 News here in Columbus. Biden declares LGBTQ rights his number one legislative priority. Frank, that's exactly what you were talking about. In other words, Joe Biden has said if he is elected president, his number one top legislative priority is to cater to 3-4% of the American population.
Frank, force their way onto the rest of it.
That's insane. I don't care who you are and what your politics are, to say that your number one legislative priority is to cater to 3 to 4% of the entire population is just nuts. You talk about being unbalanced. Agreed?
Well, you know, I agree, and unfortunately, it's the rest of us that will pay a price with
sure.
agendas like that, you know, and God forbid that you speak out because you're some kind of bigot and this and that. And you know, let's face it. I mean, if somebody really wanted to get mad, you could lose your job over something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, but I'm not afraid of that. You know, we got to start speaking out. Otherwise, we're going to lose everything.
Well, that's true.
For your time.
All right, Frank. Thanks. Appreciate your call. All right. God bless you. And, you know, when you think about this, this is this whole adding to the Civil Rights Act of 1964, special treatment for sexual orientation and gender orientation. Now, that's all feelings. This thing of a man feels like he's a woman feels like she is a man. It is all about feelings. So get this. We are going to amend the Civil Rights Act to cater to feelings. Are you serious? We're going to change laws to accommodate the way someone feels? Now, one of the first things I learned as I was growing up and as I was maturing is that your feelings lie to you. That's one of the first things that I learned as I began to mature and as I began to reach into adulthood. I learned you can't trust your feelings. Your feelings will deceive you. Your feelings will lie to you. I don't know how many times I heard from my parents and mentors and teachers and preachers, you cannot trust your feelings. We know that. Any reasonable, mature person knows you cannot depend upon your feelings. You know, when you're going to go buy a house, any wise financial advisor will tell you, look at all the facts, check it all out, be objective, don't be subjective, don't depend upon your feelings. When you're going to go buy a car, any wise person will tell a teenager, a young person, hey, don't buy a car based upon your feelings. If you're thinking about changing jobs and occupation, it's one of the first things you are told. Don't depend upon your feelings. You know, if you depend upon your feelings, you could be really, really sorry. You're thinking about making a major move. What is one of the first things that any wise counselor will tell you? Don't depend upon your feelings. So we have Joe Biden and every presidential candidate, announced presidential candidate on the left, every single Democrat is supporting this Equality Act, as it is called, and the purpose of the Equality Act is to give special rights and privileges based on feeling. It defies every bit of common sense. No objective, mature person would support legislation that depends upon people's feelings. That would mean a white person can feel black. A black person can feel white. A white person can feel Hispanic or Asian. You know, well, I feel, I identify. You talk about opening Pandora's box. And yet, every Democrat presidential candidate that has announced for the presidency supports the Equality Act, and it passed the House of Representatives overwhelmingly. I believe every single Democrat voted for it, and I think 4 Republicans voted for it. This is insanity. And Joe Biden was in town. Headline, Biden declares LGBTQ rights his number one legislative priority. Does that give you any idea the power, the influence of the homosexual lobby? Give you any idea? All right. Now, I didn't get to the audio. I promise I will when we come back. This audio I'm going to play for you is from the Democratic State Convention in California held over the weekend in San Francisco. These are the Democrats in California. I got some audio that will just chill you to the bone, or at least it should. And I've got it for you when we come back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I heard this soundbite this morning in the car. I was listening to some talk radio, and I thought, this has got to be taken out of context. Now this has to be edited. It couldn't have happened. Well, it was not edited, and yes, it did happen. The former governor of Colorado, John Hickenlooper, was speaking Saturday at the California Democratic Convention in San Francisco. Now, I'm not sure, and I've tried to check, I'm not sure whether this was the statewide Democratic Party meeting in San Francisco or whether it was local, but it was a large crowd. It was in San Francisco, and it was the California Democratic Party. And again, John Hickenlooper was speaking. Now, we often hear, well, the Democrats are not going socialist. They're not going to go socialist. The Democrats are not embracing socialism. Well, that's what John Hickenlooper thought. Because he got up in his speech to the Democrats in California, in San Francisco, and said, hey, I just want you to know, we should not, as a party, embrace socialism. Now, you would think he would have been cheered for saying, hey, you know, there's all these rumors out there that we're going to become socialist. You would think he would have been applauded. I want you to listen. This is the audio John Hickenlooper speaking this past Saturday, this past weekend in San Francisco to the California Democratic Party.
If we want to beat Donald Trump and achieve big progressive goals, socialism is not the answer. I was reelected in a purple state in 2014, one of the worst years for Democrats in a quarter century. We shouldn't try to achieve universal coverage by removing private insurance from over 150 million Americans. We should not try to tackle climate change by guaranteeing every American a government job. Hold on. As the Democratic Party, we have to create a vision for this country. I want to give Americans a reason to look forward to tomorrow.
Did you hear that? He said, we're going to beat Donald Trump. We cannot embrace socialism. And they booed, and they booed, and they booed, and the boos continued. Why? Because he said, if we're going to beat Donald Trump, we cannot embrace socialism. And then he went on to say, we cannot take away private health insurance. We can't go to a one-payer socialistic form of medicine. We can't do that. Take away people's choice. They booed him on that. Then he said, we can't fight global warming by promising every person in America a government job. And they booed him for that. This was the Democratic Party in California booing a man who says, you know, the way to beating Trump is not by embracing socialism. The next time you hear someone say, oh, you bunch of conservatives, you're always trying to say that the Democrats are embracing socialism, you play that audio clip. It's easily accessible on the internet, or you can check our archives either on your WRFD phone app or on the website, thewordcolumbus.com, and click on my picture, go to my page, and look for the archives of the 4:15 to 4:30 hour today, quarter hour segments. And you can play your friends that clip. Now, he did not say, you know, we're going to embrace democratic socialism, but we're not going to embrace true socialism. He just said, if we're going to beat Trump, we cannot embrace socialism. That's Venezuela. That's Cuba. That is hundreds of countries that have abused their people and allowed them to starve to death, because they were a socialist enclave. Now, I'm not trying to deal in hyperbole here or sensationalism. That audio clip should send chills down your spine. If the Democrats gain the White House, as well as the House of Representatives and the Senate, America as we know it will cease to exist. Now, that's not sensationalism and it's not hyperbole. That is fact. The progressive left is moving farther and farther and farther to the left at breakneck speed. And I think that audio clip is proof. Booing one of their own presidential candidates, a very popular ex-governor, booing him simply because he said, if we're going to beat Trump, embracing socialism is not the way to do it. And by the way, he was telling him the truth. I don't believe the American public as a whole is ready to embrace full-blown, unadulterated socialism. And the Democrats are beginning to show their true colors. They're radicals. They are radical. All right, we're going to take a break. Quick break. We'll be back.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.